Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in my home state of Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you all could tune in. As well as joining in on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Stephen O. Young is making his first appearance on our program today. He's going to be talking with us not only about his amazing journey as an actor, but what it's been like for him to do and being able to share his love of acting as well as martial arts with the world, and the way he's been able to see the way that his fans are coming to him and being able to show their support along the way. Now, Stephen has been able to be a part of some amazing shows on television as well as movies. We'll talk to him about that, but also how he hasn't been able to lose himself along the way. We'll talk to him a little bit about his journey and what is it that keeps him motivated. If you're just now hearing about Stephen, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But Stephen, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. It's so good to be on. And may I say,
man,
your voice is like so malevolent. It's like, wow. I feel so comforted just listening to you. This is awesome.
Hey, well, that's,
I feel
hey,
like
that
friends.
Means it's done. Well, hey, there you go. Hey, that's what. Hey, that's why we're going to have a great conversation, Stephen. You know, Stephen, I want to just talk about, because I had a wow moment for you, actually, when I was told I was going to be interviewing you, and I was prepping for your segment, as I do for my guests, to try to make it as best I can. And I was thinking, wow, what a year you have had. I mean, do you have that wow moment, too, when you kind of reflect on the year that has been 2016 and all the things you've been able to do?
Yeah, actually, that is very funny that you say that, because, you know, a lot of times I got a lot of actor friends, and listen, there's one thing we all love to do, which is complain. I realized, you know, definitely this year where I was just like, I was just trying to not be so down on myself, because, you know, it's very hard to keep pursuing anything, really, if you're just down on yourself. So,
sure.
You know, I read all these, you know, self-help books, blah, 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 and like a lot of these people say the same thing, which is like, well, if you have gratitude in your life, then things are going to be better for you, just, you know, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, what have you, right? And so, yeah, I look back on this year, and I tell myself, like, okay, just look at what happened this year. And it has been nuts. I mean, the one thing that I think is an issue is, like, as an actor, is like, okay, well, the work doesn't come in nearly as much as you would like, right? But then it's like you actually look back over the entire year, and you see what you did do, and you go, okay, well, this couple of projects, they kind of add up to the point where you're like,
right,
oh, my God. You look back, and you're like, wow, I did a lot. And I don't know how it happened, man. It just happened. And I'm very, very lucky, like, because I honestly feel like, yes, obviously, you do the preparation to get the role. You want every role that you audition for. But there's, like, so many things that have to happen for you to get the role that it's kind of like getting struck by lightning or getting bit by a shark or what have you. Like, it's crazy numbers, crazy odds. And, you know, I read something online that said, like, 1 in 22 roles are written for Asians specifically, you know, on American TV, not Chinese TV. In China, they're all Chinese. But, like, in American TV, there's only 1 in 22. And that's both men and women. So it's like, oh, my God, I'm like, you know, I don't know how many things I did this year, maybe 4 or 5, I don't know, something. But it's like, that's crazy odd. So for me to even be here this year, I'm like, I think back to me from high school or junior high school saying, like, oh, I want to be, maybe I'll be an actor, you know. And then I told myself back then, like, that'll be impossible. Who would ever hire you on anything? And, like, no, this year has been crazy. I hope I answered your question. I'm just so excited to be on.
You
right
did.
Now, but,
No, you really did. And, you know, you bring up a really interesting thing, because I want to say, for those who are just now maybe hearing the name, I want to kind of put the connection together, because it was like, I mean, who doesn't watch Scandal these days? So, of course, big episodes of Scandal that I think was really talked about this last season. Then, of course, you take that for television, and then the movie, you know, Independence Day. I mean, those two things in themselves is nothing to sneeze at. But then you add in NCIS, you added Castle.
Oh, you know,
you know, I mean,
you, that, Honestly, I feel like it truly, especially this year, it was like a lottery because, like you said, for Scandal, you know, I actually went in for a different role on Scandal for a different episode, you know, didn't get it, but then they called me and they said, okay, we got this role for you, so here it is. Fun work next week. You free? I'm like, of course I'm free. Turns out to be an awesome episode. And then, you know, Independence Day, I didn't even know what we were auditioning for. I just knew that every Asian guy in L.A. was going in to audition for this thing. So I was like, okay, it's a movie. It's a big casting director, John Papadaris. You know, he does, like, Ray Donovan, you know, all the big shows. And so it's like, okay, cool. And it's like, I see every Asian guy in L.A. auditioning. You know, I get the part. I'm like, a month later, I'm just like, whoa. And then it's Independence Day 2, which, you know, let's be real. The critics are not kind to it, but hey, popular in China. But NCIS was like, okay. Also, didn't really know how big it was. You know, it was like, it was a Washington, D.C. White House episode. So I'm like, okay, cool. I get the part. Very thankful for it. And then they're like, we need your license for security clearance. I'm like, aren't you filming the White House on a green screen on a backlot in L.A.? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we're flying you to Washington, D.C. for a week.
Right.
I'm like, what? And it's like, this is with Michelle Obama. Spoiler alert, right? And I'm like, what? So it's been I've been very fortunate. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah. And like I said, you've been able to take us all along for the ride, Stephen, thanks to social media. I mean, that has just been one of the things. I said to you before we went on for this segment that what I really respect about you is even though you have done these powerful roles, you definitely have not allowed it to take away your sense of humor or to be able to take away the joy, just the natural joy of just being you. I mean, how have you been able to do that, to stay present in these great roles, but also remember,
right.
You know what, I can't take myself too seriously.
Oh, man, I think, that's a good question. I think just growing up and not being, like, the superstar throughout life, right, not being the prom queen, not being the star athlete, like, I guess – I didn't have that expectation or the what's the word I'm looking for? Well, yeah, I just didn't have the expectation to be treated in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, I just do what I do, you know, because I know I'm nothing super amazing. I have some amazing people, you know, and so I guess I've always tried to be humble because, and especially with this business, I know it can be taken from you like that. You know, like people are like, oh, you did amazing things like this. But you're only as good as your next project, right? So it's like if you let yourself get like a big head, you know, if you let yourself go, oh, well, I had an awesome trailer that I stayed in for this shoot. And then after the shoot is done, you go back to your, you know, single apartment home in L.A. where, you know, you're trying to make ends meet, which is what we're all trying to do. It's like, if you have that ego, then you're just going to get crushed or you're going to become, you know, you're just going to do stupid things. So I've always been like, I've always used humor to just kind of try to be popular. Let's just put it that way, right? Like you kind of find what works for you in elementary school. You know, I remember when I told my first joke and people laughed, I was like, oh, this is how I get people to like me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just all I do. So, you know, when I, especially like this year, last year, when I really tried to start to ramp up my, the acting career and, you know, things got really tough. It's like, what's the one thing that I can go back to? You know, I think everybody has that one thing that they can go back to, whether it's like working out or, you know, being a carpenter. Or, you know, you always hear actors say stuff like that, right? Like, I just want to do something real, like whether it's work with their hands or whatever. And so, you know, comedy for me is the one thing that, like, people can't take away from me. You know, Hollywood can't take that away from me. If they don't give me a role, it doesn't matter. Like, I can just make something and put it on Instagram and whatever, you know. So that's kind of my outlet. That's, you know.
Sure.
That's just how I try to stay grounded, too. It's just like, it's just through that. So that's
And we're going to definitely talk more about Instagram and the other social media outlets. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're already having a great conversation today with actor Stephen O. Young. We're talking with him not only about his journey as an actor, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you and some amazing roles we were kind of reflecting on here. If you all did come in late, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can catch the replay of this conversation. Let's talk about the monster that is social media for a moment, Stephen, because, you know, I think, you know, it I have always said on this program, and I believe it for myself personally as well as I think for everyone, when used responsibly, it's one of those things that can definitely be a great asset. It has, for you, allowed you to be able to share your work, to be able to interact with people, to share content that you like, that you're able to share. I mean, was that an easy thing for you to be able to kind of give yourself to it and to commit yourself to it?
Right. You know, it's still a process. For me, I find it extremely difficult. I'm only starting now to kind of figure out what my voice is, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Because like everyone, we get on there and we kind of just throw stuff out there. And I definitely was doing that. You know, I would just say whatever was on my mind without any sort of censorship, without thinking about how it might affect other people reading it. You know, at a certain point, obviously, you want to be authentic to yourself. But at another point, you also want to be smart, right? You don't want to be, like, alienating people. You know what I mean? So
sure.
I definitely am still working on that. And, like, this year, I only now realize, like, I kind of made a choice, like, okay, not even this year, like this month, I was like, I'm just going to make content that, like, I would want to watch. I don't think people want to watch selfies of me, you know what I'm saying? I don't think people want to read about, you know, oh, I'm in a trailer again, you know, I'm acting. I don't think people want to read that, because I don't want to read that. I got friends that do that, trust me. And I'm like, you know, we're friends, but I'm just not going to follow you on Twitter because your life is too awesome. I think I'm an entertainer, you know, so I'm going to try to entertain. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And instead of, obviously, we use social media to promote ourselves, especially in entertainment. But I do think too many people, or at least for me, when I was just starting out, all I was doing was just promoting myself. You know, and it's like, I'm not actually, I'm just promoting like me, but I'm not promoting any quality content, you know what I mean? So it's like, why would people even want to follow if all I'm promoting is my face? Or all I'm promoting is what I ate at lunch today on set, which is so delicious. Like, nobody cares about that. And I don't blame it. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, and along the way, I should say, you also have had your fellow actors basically talk about you for you. A perfect example, not that I'm stalking you or anything, but one of the things I noticed when I was prepping for your segment, June 27th, Bryn Foster tweeted about you and what a talented person you were to work with. I mean, what does that feel like for you, Stephen, to have people who you respect actually respect what you're bringing to the table as an actor?
Yeah, no, that was very cool because, you know, everybody knows Bryn Foster. If you don't know, he's one of the main characters on The Last Ship, TNT show with Eric Dane, Navy, you know, action, Michael Bay produced, you know, it's just a crazy summer action show. I was on last season on like 5 or 6 episodes as one of the main bad guys. And I got to, you know, do a martial arts fight with Bryn, who is like a Taekwondo master from Australia, you know. And so for him to say that through Twitter, it was just like do a shout out. It's very, like I said, it's very humbling because I just think back to, you know, when I tried to start in this business and it's just so difficult to even get into SAG, the union for the actors, you know what I mean? And so from going from then to like 10, 12 years later to, having actors that I respect, you know, basically do a shout out with my name on it, it's just like, oh, this is crazy, you know? And it makes you feel proud because it's like, okay, well, I did a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like going back to the social media thing, it's like, it's not just me promoting me, it's me actually putting out some content or something of quality that people actually enjoy. I think that's the key,
right.
You know? So yeah,
sure.
Very humbling, very cool, very, very cool. And actually I'm back on Last Ship this season, not in an acting capacity, but just, as a fight coordinator. So I'll see my boy Brent again, you know? So there we go.
There you go.
That's
there you go. It just keeps coming. You made a joke earlier about Independence Day resurgence,
yeah.
And you know I there is one thing I want to say about that. For one thing, you got to be a part of a very cool clip. I mean that they released,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean that was amazing. I mean that's something that not all of us could say that. But also
right.
I want to talk about the international audience again. I don't know what it was about June 27th for you, but one of the things that you posted on that day also was about Independence Day, and that was a tweet from Variety where Independence Day resurgence had hit $102 million internationally. First of all,
yes,
yes. How many of us can say we've been a part of anything that's brought in $102 million? Is that
no,
part of also what makes it worthwhile? Because you said at the beginning of this conversation that, it can be a journey of not everything going right, of you not getting
yeah.
the roles that you want, not being able to work as often as you would like. But when you're a part of something that's able to reach, the masses and, of course,
yeah.
bring in, the masses of money, is that kind of
yeah.
makes it all worthwhile for you?
Oh, listen, money makes everything worthwhile. Let me tell you something. Money is very nice. No, and also being a part of that franchise, the trailer moments, it was on YouTube. Like you said, I think it was June 27th. That was a big day for me because that's when I think the second or third international trailer dropped, and that's where, I saw myself be the guy that sees the aliens, that classic moment. I just remember being in high school and just watching Independence Day when it first came out. And like all of a sudden from being that kid in the theater to being in the movie, and having the aliens come out, it's just crazy. It is mind boggling and it is definitely very cool. And it definitely feeds the ego a bit, yes, obviously, to see
sure.
yourself on the big screen in whatever
sure.
capacity. But yes, to be a part of these huge franchises, like I did stunts for Star Wars Rogue One that's coming out in December. So, I was being a stormtrooper on set in England. Like, it's just wild. It's just wild. That's what I would say. To be
– right.
It definitely makes the journey worth it. I will say that, yes. Like, I always tell people, especially after Star Wars and Independence Day, I was like, I can move to Oregon and sell knickknacks on the side of the road now. I'm good. Like, I think I did – I was a dead guy on – CSI like a couple of years ago, and I was
yeah.
in Independence Day and Star Wars. I think I fulfilled the spectrum of what a blockbuster Hollywood actor can do. So I'm
right.
totally
right.
I rest easy at night. Yeah.
Well, look, we know this is only the beginning for you, Stephen, and we're going to be telling our audience here in a moment how they can stay connected with you. One of the battles that I've been very open with on this show with my audience is something that I think we all kind of deal with, is that I try to really – like I'm trying in this conversation to be present with you and to make sure that I'm fully here. Yet, of course, we all know, when this segment ends, I'll be thinking about my next segment, which comes on, 6 minutes after
how
your segment goes off. We are. I mean, for the next 10 minutes, we're good. But I guess
yeah.
my question for you would be, with all that you have been able to do and all that you have coming up, what is it like for you? Do you find that to be a challenge to kind of really savor what you're doing and still remember that you, as a working actor, you still have to keep doing auditions. You still have to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
Is it an easy balance for you?
No, that is a great question because that is definitely something that I struggle with constantly, because there is that neurosis, that tendency to just go, okay, this is great. Okay, you have two extremes, right? You have one extreme, which is like, okay, I got the role. Okay, I'm living this role. This role is forever.
Yeah.
And then the role goes away, and then you're like, oh, my God, you're back to square one, right? So that's
right.
Not a very good place to be. Then the other extreme is where I find myself, which is like, okay, I get the role. Yes, okay, now I'm, nervous because now I got to get the next role. And the next role is very acquisitive because – you're like a squirrel trying to gather nuts for winter, right? I got my one acorn, but I need 15 more to really feel okay. And, my mother, she always says this, my awesome mom, she's always like, don't have like a Cinderella complex, which is like, don't be happy, don't allow yourself to just be happy when you feel like, okay, I've made it, because we're constantly changing the marker for quote unquote what's, you know, making it, right? Like when I first started in this business, it's like, okay, just getting my SAG card would be making it. Then it became like, okay, just getting my face on TV would be making it. Then it became like, okay, just getting my face on TV and saying something would be making it. And now, you know, lately it's been like, okay, getting on TV, saying something in English and not dying on TV would be really making it. And, you know, when I make that, then it's like, 'cause, you know, I had many years where I was doing stunts. I still kind of do it, where all I did is just pop up on screen for a second, get shot, and then, you know, I'm done. But like, you know, then it became like, okay, I need to be like a real actor like Denzel, you know, or like Brad Pitt. And then it's just like, oh, come on, man. You know, you just, as you said, you just kind of have to find a balance where you're happy with what you've done. You can relish it as well, because if you don't give yourself the opportunity to celebrate your success, then you're going to live, your whole life is going to pass by you. And it's just going to be one long, you know, journey of you just trying to get more things instead of actually just trying to be happy. Yeah. So I'm definitely trying to do that more now. And, you know, also seeing that maybe like Hollywood or the trappings of success is not like true happiness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like real fulfillment comes from, as you said, a connection, being present with, you know, your friends, whether it's your friends that you've known all your life or your friends that, you know, are going to be only friends with you for 10 more minutes, Cyrus. but it's true. Like, I think I'm going to get in my Tony Robbins mode for a second, but I think you have a great point. And it's just like, real happiness comes from like connections with people, not money, not fame, because all that stuff can go away. Money can go away. Fame can definitely go away. But like friends, family, hopefully, you know, that's what lasts. And when you're on your deathbed, that's what I think about a lot. I'm very neurotic, like the Chinese Woody Allen. But I think about, okay, when I die, what do I not want to regret, you know? And so lately I've been trying to get less of my happiness from, you know, getting a role, you know, and more of my happiness from just living life, you know, being with people. So
very good.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's a great way. I mean, I'm so glad you shared that. Because I think that is the thing. And I think regardless of what our audience, what their passion is, what that thing is for them, you know, as you said, the idea of success definitely changes. I know it has for me, for sure. And I think for all of us, you know, because I think a lot of times we equate it with happiness necessarily, and then that's not true. So I think to be able to find something that you love is really the key, and then to be able to give yourself to it. And I think, you know, you've been able to do that and reap the benefits of it, Stephen, and that's the great thing about it, and that's why we have you on Conversations Live today.
Hey.
Really appreciate that. Stephen O'Young, everyone, has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Stephen, for sure, you know, talking to you about this journey that you've been on as an actor and being able to do what you love, and then, of course, to not lose yourself along the way. A lot of great things for our audience to keep in mind. You are on social media, but you also have a website set up. Stephen, why don't you give our audience that website?
Yeah, well, you know, my official, I love to say that, my official website is Stephen with a PH, last name O'Young, so hard. And no, I'm, Stephen O'Young, OYOUNG.com. And no, I'm not Irish, but I do that to trick Hollywood. But I'm also on Twitter at, I think it's, what is it, Mighty Steve Joe, J-O. And Instagram as Steve O'Young _, because there's already a Steve O'Young. How dare they? Got to buy that name or something like that. And that's what I'm on. So check me out. I'll check you out. It's all good.
All right. Well, Stephen, man, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation together, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cyrus. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Definitely want to thank our good friends at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Stephen, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can check the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Stephen on Twitter to make it easy for you guys to be able to find him there. But if you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.